Today's Words of Wisdom, Simplify Life, A Way to Improve Our Spiritual Practice, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. An internationally renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, poet, and artist, Supreme Master Qinghai has also been an advocate for peace and the environment, as well as an animal lover. Caring deeply for the planet and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai has been urgently raising awareness on the threats of climate change, with a steadfast determination that planetary destruction must be stopped before it is too late. Tirelessly accepting numerous invitations to conferences, media interviews, and other events, she has helped to clarify and prioritize the vegan solution for humankind, grounded in both extensive scientific research as well as profound inner spiritual knowledge. Supreme Master Qinghai sends a message of encouragement for government leaders and citizens throughout the world, which is to act nobly for the survival and happiness of all beings now and to come. In late 2010, at the invitation of Mexico's Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources, Supreme Master Qinghai arrived in Cancun, Mexico, to offer her support through prayers as well as her gentle presence for the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP16, and its crucial mission of forging an international treaty to curb global warming and protect the world's citizens. During the course of the Climate Change Summit, some of the attending dignitaries who had the chance to speak with Supreme Master Qinghai included the President of Mexico, His Excellency Felipe Calderon, Moldovan Minister of Environment and Natural Resources, Jorge Salaru, Togo's national focal point to the UNFCCC Ambassador, Komi Tomieba, Head of the Climate Change Department at the Egyptian Environmental Affairs Agency, Dr. Azet Louis Hanala Ajibi, Ugandan Environment Minister, Her Excellency Jessica Erio, and Peru's Environment Minister, Dr. Antonio Jose Brack-Egg. Furthermore, while in Cancun, Supreme Master Qinghai granted a number of interviews to print, radio, and television representatives of the Mexican media. She was also invited as the guest of honor for the Greenest Heroes Gala, co-hosted by the mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the charity campaign by Cancun's Lady Mayoress and President of the Social Welfare Agency for the city's Benito Juarez Borough, Patty Meneses de Hernandez, as well as a press conference with members of the media. Following Supreme Master Qinghai's example of true love in action, our association members from over 10 countries arrived in Cancun to distribute leaflets and promote the organic vegan diet as the single most effective solution to climate change. Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Qinghai often met with our association members to answer questions and shared her wisdom. We now invite you to join us for Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion with our association members entitled Simplify Life, A Way to Improve Our Spiritual Practice, given in Cancun, Mexico on December 15, 2010.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
What happens to the plant's soul when you take a cutting from it and replant
it? Oh, it's okay. The soul is universal. It doesn't only contain in the body. Okay? Soul is expansive. Only we try to contain the soul. All right? They just merge with the whole. No problem, okay? There's nothing contained anywhere, actually. Just our concept is like that, okay?
El hermano pregunta que qué pasa cuando replantamos, quitamos un pedazo y lo ponemos al otro lado, si le estamos destruyendo el espíritu a la planta. Y la maestra dice que no, que el espíritu es universal, entonces no tiene absolutamente nada que estemos replantando, que son nuestros conceptos, lo que nos destruye.
Yeah, or else I could just let him grow the whole temple and then move outside in the window and looking in.
Dice que si fuese así, entonces tendríamos un bosque adentro en el templo y miraríamos hacia el templo por una ventanita.
We have to ask permission.
Hay que pedirle permiso a las plantas.
Agreement, yes. And they're prepared. Okay, they're prepared.
Que ellas estén de acuerdo y que se preparen.
And they're happy to give more.
Cuando ellas están felices para dar más.
To different households.
Para otros hogares.
Okay. Just like dogs, sometimes they give birth to their children, the little puppies, and they love their puppies very much. But if we told them that the puppy is going different places to please different persons and to serve different families, they're very happy to let them. They're not like us, so attached. They took care of their puppies if they're around, do everything they can, like a mother would. But if they have to sacrifice for the good of others, they're very willing, very happy to do that, very proud, honored.
Dice que es igual con los animales, que la hembra da luz y tiene sus bebés, y mientras ellos estén alrededor de ella, ella los va a cuidar, los va a proteger. Pero que ella permite que ellos se vayan a otros hogares a dar felicidad en otras casas. Que ellos no tienen esos apegos que nosotros tenemos, que los animales siempre están listos a dar.
Yeah. It's just the puppy meals are no good. They're forcing the female dog to give puppy until they die, until they cannot even stand up anymore. That is very cruel, abusive and inhumane.
Lo que es muy cruel e inhumano es estos criaderos de perritos que ponen a la hembra a parir bebés y bebés, perritos y perritos, hasta que ya ella no soporta más y ya muere. Dice que eso es crueldad y no es humano.
And so make the mother sad and the puppy also not very healthy mentally.
Dice que eso le causa mucha tristeza a la mamá y que no es sano mentalmente para el perrito.
Even physically also not well.
Y que físicamente tampoco es bueno.
One of the Canadian cities, they forbid selling puppies in the shop now.
En un lugar específico en Canadá, donde está prohibido que vendan mascotas, perritos, en las tiendas.
This is on Supreme Master TV News.
Eso salió en las noticias de SNTV.
An animal communicator told me that our dog had died. Purposely, he chose to sacrifice himself so he could move away and do the work.
Yeah.
He had cancer of the spleen, uh-huh. And he thought if we left him with somebody and he got more sick, we would be very upset and yeah. Then they come back.
Yeah.
So he went and had an accident with a car. Mm-hmm. And this is what the animal communicator told me, but she yeah. Said he's waiting to come back down to be with us. It's just interesting.
It depends on heaven's will, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that. It must be hard. Mm. Yes, even for me, you know, like if I stay somewhere else instead of in my house, then I have to move the dog, you see, with him. And meanwhile, I can't do anything yet. You know, I have to know if I can stay or not stay somewhere else, you know, and I have a room, good room for them or not. You see what I mean? And even then, if we can transfer, some dogs are older already. You know, I worry if he can bear it or not. The journey, you know, long hours.
La maestra dice que ella ayer estaba muy preocupada y estaba pensando muchísimo si ella se viene para acá, qué va a pasar con sus animales. Ella tiene muchos y hay uno que está viejo. Entonces, ¿qué puede pasar si él va a aguantar esa transición, un vuelo de más de 20 horas? Eso a ella la preocupa. ¿Cómo él se va a sentir y el resto aquí?
Because some of the dogs I adopted when they are already old and have been neglected and abused all their lives already, so they are not that physically strong like the one that I had since they were young.
Porque algunos de los perros que la maestra tiene son perros que ella ha rescatado, perros que han sido rechazados, lastimados. Entonces no es lo mismo que cuando se tiene un perro pequeñito que tiene la misma fortaleza.
Maybe they can make it. Just the thought of, you know, mother worry.
Dice que a lo mejor ellos logren sobreponerse, pero que es la preocupación de la mamá.
Yeah. I probably worry too much. But I do worry.
Tal vez me preocupo demasiado, pero yo me preocupo.
But last night I really want to run back to home to see the dogs.
Pero yo anoche quería correr a mi casa.
But they still cry now and then, you know.
Porque ellos todavía lloran aquí y allá.
I know all the dogs love their caretakers so much, but my dogs especially love me so much. Too much.
Yo sé que mis perros quieren mucho a quienes los cuidan, pero especialmente ellos me aman muchísimo.
If not about me, I could even go without the dogs, but because they are feeling, I feel what they feel. That is the problem.
Dice que ella no se preocupa por ella. Ella se preocupa es por lo que sienten sus animalitos. Que ella puede vivir sin ellos, pero ellos no pueden vivir sin ella.
Their love is so pure and so deep.
Su amor es muy puro, es muy profundo.
If you heard them crying the way I heard it when I left my house, you would understand what I'm talking about.
Si ustedes los hubieran oído como ellos lloraban cuando yo salí de mi casa, ustedes entenderían de lo que yo estoy hablando.
Normally they also bark a little bit when I left the house to go maybe shopping or something nearby, but this time they cry so deep.
Dice que usualmente cuando ella sale y va a las tiendas y todo, pues ellos se quejan, pero que esta vez lloraron muy profundo.
Maybe they feel that maybe I don't come back.
Que a lo mejor ellos tuvieron el presentimiento de que ella a lo mejor no vuelva.
I did not know that.
Ella no lo sabía.
I tell you the truth, I did not check into this department.
La verdad es que ella no había revisado en este
Because I love Mexico, I love Cancun, but normally before I only had like 1 month visa, you know, and so I never thought I would stay. It's too much trouble, and also I have dogs, and but I would never think I'd come and stay.
Yo he venido a México, he venido a Cancun, y me estoy un mes, y siempre está todo, y yo regreso. Yo no había pensado como ahora en quedarse.
This time I'm invited to come. They ask how many days you can attend. I put down 3 days.
Esta vez a ella le invitaron y a ella le preguntaron cuántos días usted puede atender y ella dijo tres días.
I just want to see the most important days. A conclusion exit, for example, like that. Then I wanted to go on.
Ella solamente quería ver los días más importantes donde estaban las conclusiones y después de eso regresar a casa.
Yeah, it's funny, this time different. I told you, huh? 10 days or 2 weeks before the message start. I was in Cancun, then I came back already. Then I got the invitation. And then I said, oh no, I have to go back again.
Ella les contó, ella estuvo aquí, la maestra estuvo aquí 2 semanas antes de venir, y cuando ella llegó allá, le llegó la invitación. Y cuando le llegó la invitación, dijo, oh no, tengo que regresar.
I can see things in the future if I want to, but too many things, so, you know, limited to something.
Yo puedo ver cosas en el futuro si yo quiero, pero todo es muy limitado, son muchas cosas.
I also did nothing because the last time I was in Cancun before the COP, I was dying to go back home.
Y realmente esta vez no hice nada porque la última vez que vine antes de COP 16, yo estaba loca por regresar a casa.
Yeah, I just went to fix some spiritual blessing lines and then I going home. Not quick enough.
Yo solo fui a arreglar algunas líneas espirituales y corrí de nuevo a la casa.
Yeah, also praying for the COP, you know, to be smooth and successful. And then, you know, the second I'm finished, I'm already at the airport.
Y también vino a orar para que lo de CAP 16 saliera bien. Pero tan pronto ella terminó, ahí mismo salió corriendo para su casa.
So according to that, I never thought I would stay.
Y de acuerdo a eso, entonces yo nunca pensé que yo me iba a quedar.
So I didn't look into this department.
Entonces yo no busqué por este, en este departamento.
This time when we finished everything already, and I still feel I could not go, and then I check why.
Entonces hasta último momento me sentí que no me puedo ir, y entonces miré por qué.
That I should stay, yeah, at least for a while.
Que me debo de quedar por lo menos por un tiempo.
Okay?
Yeah.
the more difficult part is the dog. The bird is even less difficult.
Sí, que los animales, los pájaros son menos difíciles que los perros.
If they have their partner, then they not so very attached to humans.
Si tienen su pareja, no son muy apegados a los humanos.
Only one or two.
Solo uno o dos.
The bachelors. The rest are okay. But even then, they survive.
Aún así, ellos sobreviven.
Dogs are so, so incredibly devoted, you know. They love me so much.
Dice que los perros son muy devotos, que ellos la aman muchísimo.
It's difficult for them to be without me, also to make it difficult for me to be without them.
Ellos le para ellos es muy difícil vivir sin ella, entonces le hacen a ella que sea difícil vivir sin ellos.
All right then, we will take a rest now, huh? And if you have to go, you go. If you have to eat, you eat. Remember, simplify, okay? Whatever you already cooked today, just eat it, huh? And whatever left over, eat it. And slowly get used to with the less trouble making, okay? Yes. Cooking is a lot of time. Preparing, washing, mixing. And then washing dishes, washing afterward, you know, and gas, electricity, etc., etc. And gas, electricity, yes, it's a lot of work. Yes. Remember, the more simple your food, the healthier you become. Okay? Breathing, meditation, simple food. You feel better and better. I promise. All right? Yes. Especially in our eating culture, we eat so many things together. That's not really very healthy for the body to digest. It was sort out like in a warehouse. Yeah. Like you were sorting out in the warehouse right now for different things. And the stomach has to also sort out. You know, carrot go where, apple go where. How much time for carrots, how much time for potatoes, how much time for bread, how much time for this grain, corn, different. It's very confusing for our poor one-size-fits-all stomach. So think about that, okay, huh? Even water is also to be digested. Yeah, a lot of mineral and stuff in there that you don't see. Yeah, if it's a clean water even, no? Sometimes chemicals and stuff, yeah? So live just enough, okay? Take enough to live.
De 2 años para acá he tenido 3 avistamientos. Y estando aquí en Cancún, donde estábamos en Cancún ese, trabajando, vi un rayo de luz. ¿Qué significa esto? ¿Cómo lo debo de entender?
Two years ago,
yes.
To now, he had visions. And right now,
he has vision.
Light vision.
Yes.
And when he was at the Cancún ese, he saw this light.
Yes. And he wanted to know what that means.
Mm-hmm. And we are there, that's why.
Que estamos allí, es por eso.
We have light, and so it light up the whole region.
Nosotros tenemos luz, y por eso se ilumina toda la región.
Or what else? What else the vision?
¿Qué? ¿Cómo es su visión?
Un cometa.
Like a comet.
Un pequeño tramo de cielo.
Like a comet on the sky, a small portion of sky.
He saw it on the sky or he saw it in his vision?
No, lo vio en su visión o lo vio en el cielo.
Lo vi en el cielo.
He saw it on the sky.
So, what do you want me to say?
Que ella no estaba ahí.
I didn't see it.
I also see that in the Haiti, when we were over there, it's bright on our visions from the sky now.
What is from the sky? The light?
The light, yeah, of you.
Yes. Heaven's blessing. Heaven's blessing for our good work.
La hermana dice que cuando ella estuvo en Haití, ellas también vieron en su cocina que había una luz. Y la maestra está diciendo que son las bendiciones del cielo.
Heaven approve our noble intention and bless the cup. 16.
Que el cielo aprueba nuestro trabajo y bendice cap 16.
But it's up to them whether they can assimilate the blessing and do the right thing or not. Pero or are they obstructed inside somehow?
Pero es cosa de ellos si ellos lo pueden asimilar
y llegan a la conclusión, oh, obstruyen el trabajo.
Yes, as I told you, everything is blessing us all the time. It just bless you more. You get more blessing because you're more connected and you're higher level. And for other people, from 30,000% to 3%. You see that? Ordinary people with the meat and alcohol and cigarette, all that, they are obstructed themselves. You know? And these things obstruct them. They build the walls around them so that the blessing cannot filter through. So they get only 3%.
Dice que nosotros tenemos todo el tiempo muchas bendiciones, que por eso tenemos los niveles, que las personas de afuera no alcanzan a los niveles. Ellos mismos se están obstruyendo, están como poniendo unas paredes alrededor de ellos para recibir las bendiciones.
When we're doing good job like the one you do in Haiti, heaven bless you and try to protect you, to give you more energy and more immunity. Okay, so that you're healthier, stronger, and can go on with the day and night hard work without feeling tired or without being affected by some contamination around you. For example, one of the reasons.
Ajá, la inmunidad ayuda a que su sistema inmunológico se haga más grande para protegerla y que ninguna contaminación lo obstruya, que pueda seguir haciendo.
More energy, more immune strength.
Más energía que le fortalece, que le da más fuerza y más inmunidad.
Yeah, I love animals very much. So if you want, I can volunteer to take care of dogs and birds.
Yeah, but you have to be trained.
I'm learning.
We will see, thank you. Oh, number one. Number two, you have the visa to stay in wherever that is. See, this is a problem with the frontiers of other nations, you know? You walk over there a little bit and you're in America. No, you're not allowed. You might be jailed, you might be kicked back out of the country or sometime even die. Yeah? It is the terrible things about frontiers in the world. Many countries now abolished the border and I'm very happy. The trend looks like growing.
Yes.
I think it's like that. Like some Mexicans, they try to go to America, you know? It looks like just for financial reason, yeah? Finding a job and all that. But still, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with going finding a job where it's available to feed your family and take care of your, kids and wife, parents? What's wrong with that? You see what I mean? Yeah. It's just there's a horde of bureaucracy and protocol, yeah, okay. But that is the outside, looking from the outside only, that they go to America to try to find job, and you know, because of financial reason. But on the other side, deeper, that people don't realize that these Mexicans, maybe they lived there before in their past life, and now they want to go home. So there's an urge inside that they have to go, sometimes even risking their life. You see what I mean? It's a very pitiful thing, because we don't practice spiritually, we don't see the past and the future. And then we blame, you know, the poor Mexicans or whoever tried to go cross the border or do something that is not supposed to be in the law of that country. But in the universal law, they don't do anything wrong. Even physical law, they just want to try to find a job and work honestly to earn the money to take care of their family so that they don't become a nuisance to society. You understand? They don't have to go beg for food. They just look for a job. Understand me? And they'll be happy to do anything just to get money. That is physically speaking, huh? On the hand is that their house may be there now that you're living in their house. Okay, you have more power, more money. But they still cannot help the urge to go back home. See what I mean?
Yes.
Yes. Before the Americans come, so-called Americans, come to the United States of America, that land belonged to whom? You see? Hey, to the native. And everybody come and take a piece of it, they now become theirs and forbid everyone else to come. Who forbid them when they first came? This is the thing. The law in my opinion, is not always perfect. Of course, it protects some citizens and some area of the society, but it has to be reconsidered for different situations. Yeah? And it's very difficult. They say, okay, you can apply legally and go there and get a job, but how many can know what to do about that and how long it takes, you see, to apply, if they even are accepted or not. See what I mean? And in desperate situation, they just want to go and find some work to do so that they can feed their family. What's wrong with that? See what I mean? The wrong thing is the border. Nobody do anything wrong, except the border is wrong. God made the planet without makar, without frontier, without fence, without walls. And now we make everything, yeah? Separate humanity into different ethnic and groups. And that's how sometimes war broke out, because this is my land as your land. This is the ethnic, that is not. We are Americans, you are Mexicans. These are the things that breach wars and hatred among humans. Yes? And then if they cannot go to America finding a job, then they do the other thing, or they go robbing or stealing. If they're hungry, they do it. Or they do the drug, and then we punish them for stealing because they're hungry. For robbing because they have no job, no money to feed their family. Understand me? And for doing drugs because they couldn't find any other job to do. We have to blame the society as the whole, and the whole world policy and system. You cannot just blame the robber, the thief, or the drug dealers. If they were taken good care of and have a good job, would they go even risk their lives to do drug?
No.
Would they even lower their dignity to rob or to go stealing things? You understand me? Yeah. But the human consciousness is still not rise up enough, you know, to realize all this concept of oneness and to help each other in the right way. You know, first they have to begin with vegetarian to clean their hatred and warlike mentality. And then slowly they will rise up more to more loving kindness and then more oneness, you know, helping each other like family members. I hope I live to see that day.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ. Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
See you soon. See you again. Love you, love you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Earth-loving viewers, we appreciate your kind presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, right after Noteworthy News. May you enjoy each day the cosmic energy that surrounds us.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.